Affordable housing, development, and the residency of one candidate came up during the two-hour forum in council chambers. Editors from local newspapers grilled the seven people running for two open seats on council. One question asked the candidates to grade the city manager's office, retired affordable housing director Tom McCabe, and former mayor Mick Ireland.
I don't always agree with what they do, and my personal experience was pretty mixed bag, but I would say overall I'd give them, and that's the office, not any one individual, I'd give them a D.
I would say on technical issues like creating a budget that is clear and understandable, I'd say that's an A minus. On communicating with the public, I'd say that's a C minus.
Incumbent Adam Frisch fielded a question about a failed lodging incentive package. Curtis Wackerly of the Aspen Daily News asked why he supported it when he knew the community didn't.
It's a hard balance between representing people and sticking with your core values. I think the lodging ordinance, what was in it and what was not, got spun out of control. I would rather have had the lodging ordinance go down and have the four lodges that we approved, again by 95% success rate, than have some legislation pass, sit on a desk somewhere and not have any lodges.
Lauren Glendinning of the Aspen Times asked blogger and former money manager Andy Israel about his residency. His car has Michigan plates.
The city clerk asked me about that. If I'm elected, I'll go the next day to get my car registered in Colorado.
Only if you're elected?
Only if I'm elected.
So why not? Why haven't you done it yet?
I still have alliances to my home state of Michigan. They need the revenue more than Colorado does.
Candidates Marsha Goshorn, Keith Good, and Burt Myron also fielded questions. The second half of the evening was more heated as the two mayoral candidates sparred over several topics, including public comment. Tory accused sitting mayor Steve Skadron of prohibiting comment at work sessions.
I mean, that not only created a communication rift, but it also nearly doubled the budget for public outreach programs, staff time, and staff costs in order to get the dialogue between the council and the citizenry.
What had happened over the course of years was that work sessions had become quasi-public meetings, and it was interfering with the progress of the community's business.
The candidates tackled Referendum 1 on the spring ballot and gave opinions on the recent forceful arrest of a teenager near Aspen High School. Marcy Krivenin, Aspen Public Radio News.